and welcome to another edition of Way Ahead, your 100% English spoken podcast. I'm teacher Fabio Emery, and today I'd like to take you through 8 important inventions that were discovered by accident. This subject, by the way, was a suggestion from my student Flavio Barros. Thank you, dude. Okay, so let's get to them. Invention number 1, implantable pacemaker. An implantable pacemaker is a battery-powered device that is placed under a person's skin that helps the heart perform normally. The device sends electrical pulses to keep the heart beating at a regular rhythm. In 1956, Wilson Greatbatch, an engineer, was working on a device to record the rhythm of a human heartbeat, but he used the wrong-sized resistor in the circuit. The device created intermittent electrical impulses that closely mimicked the sound of a human heartbeat. While hospitals already had pacemakers machines, they were large, painful, and immobile. Greatbatch discovered that his invention could run electrodes directly to the muscle tissue of the heart, keeping a patient's heart on track. With such a device, patients who needed pacemakers would not have to remain at the hospital and they wouldn't have to use the painful machines. So he worked on making the device small enough to fit inside a human body. He collaborated with Dr. William Chardack of the Buffalo VA Medical Center and Dr. Ander Gage to implant the device in a dog. Then, in 1960, they implanted the first pacemaker into a man, prolonging his life by 18 months. Invention discovered by accident number 2. The Post-it notes. A scientist named Dr. Spencer Silver was working to develop an incredibly strong adhesive in 1968. By accident, he created the exact opposite, an incredibly weak adhesive. Silver relentlessly shared his invention with colleagues, but he couldn't get traction to make it into a product. One of his colleagues, Arthur Fry, came up with the idea of using the adhesive on bookmarks. Fed up with little papers falling out of his hymnal at church, he determined that Silver's invention was the solution. They worked on developing a bookmark and, after notes on them, decided to make the product a new way to communicate. After a successful market test in Idaho, 3M began selling the Post-it note in 1979, and it rapidly grew in popularity. Invention created by accident number 3, the Play-Doh. According to the Strong National Museum of Play, this classic children's toy began as a household cleaning product, invented by soap company Kutal Products. The organization was in danger of going out of business in the late 1920s. However, Cleo McVicker secured a contract with Kroger grocery stores to produce a ready-made wallpaper cleaner for their stores. Using water, salt, and flour, the company developed a malleable compound to clean wallpaper. While this kept the company afloat, Kutal Products faced plummeting sales again by the 1950s. McVicker's son, Joseph, was encouraged by his sister-in-law Kay Zufall to make the product a toy for children. He visited her classroom to see the designs that the children made with the Kutal Products wallpaper cleaner. He was convinced that this was the right way to pivot. Altering the ingredients to remold the product into a toy, Kutal Products established Rainbow Craft Company Incorporated to sell Play-Doh. Lacking an advertising budget, McVicker convinced Bob Kishan, the star of a popular TV show called Captain Kangaroo, to use the product on the show. Play-Doh was launched into the national spotlight, helping it become one of the most popular toys. Invention by accident number 4, chocolate chip cookies. Kenneth and Ruth Graves Wakefield owned and operated the Toll House Inn, a tourist lodge located between Plymouth and Boston, Massachusetts. Cooking and serving all of the food for the guests, Ruth went to bake chocolate cookies for the guests, but she found that she was out of baker's chocolate. To improvise, she chopped up a Nestle semi-sweet bacon chocolate bar, thinking that the chocolate would melt and spread into the batter. The chocolate didn't melt into the batter, however, but just softened. Although it wasn't what she was planning, Ruth served the cookies and they quickly became a hit. She reached an agreement with Nestle, whose semi-sweet chocolate bar sales were growing rapidly. The company was allowed to print the Toll House cookie recipe on their packages while supplying Ruth with all of the chocolate she needed. Sounds like a sweet deal. After trying to make the bars easier to cut, Nestle transformed the product by making bags of semi-sweet chocolate morsels, chocolate chips, in 1939. Velcro! Yeah, this is the invention by accident number 5. Georges de Mestral, a Swiss engineer, examined the pesky burrs that stuck to his clothes when he was walking his dog. He found that the burrs had minuscule hooks that allowed them to easily stick to fabric and fur. God's design for the burrs inspired de Mestral to develop a fastening system that utilized the same concept. The resulting product came to be known as Velcro. Yeah. Number 6. Invention by accident number 6. The Popsicle. Fittingly, an 11-year-old boy invented this cherished children's treat. In 1905, Frank Epperson was going to make his own soda, filling a cup with powdered soda and water and putting a stirring stick in it. Leaving the concoction outside overnight, the soda froze to become the first popsicle. Nearly 20 years later, after successfully serving the frozen treats at a ball in an amusement park, Epperson received a patent for the popsicle. First called the Epsicle, Epperson's children began calling it Pops-sicle, leading to the famous popsicle name. He sold the patent to the Joe Lowe Company of New York, which expanded the flavors. Super glue. This is the invention by accident number 7. Dr. Harry Coover was working on a research team at Eastman Kodak to develop clear plastics that could form precision sights for the US military's guns during World War II. The team unintentionally found a chemical compound that was incredibly sticky, but they disregarded it because it had no use for the gun sights. In 1951, Coover was leading a project for the same company. This time, he and his team were looking to develop a clear and heat-proof material for jet plane canopies. One of the research students, ironically named Fred Joyner, rediscovered the same formula Coover found in 1942. After testing the product, it was deemed a successful solution. Coover finally brought the discovery to the attention of the company, which first sold the product in 1958. It was a life-saving tool during the Vietnam War. US soldiers used the glue to seal the wounds of injured soldiers. The last invention by accident of today, number 8, penicillin. Yeah! Dr. Alexander Fleming was a famous Scottish bacteriologist. Returning from vacation, Fleming found cultures of Staphylococcus aureus in the lab, which he meant to throw away before he left. To his surprise, some of the cultures died. Further investigation led Fleming to discover that a fungus which had grown in the culture destroyed the bacteria. The type of fungus he found was a mold called Penicillium notatum. Howard Walter Florey, an Australian pathologist, and Sir Ernst Boris Chain, a German-born British biochemist, isolated and purified the penicillin for general clinical use. First calling it mold juice, Fleming rebranded it as penicillin. It was the first antibiotic discovered and is a treatment that has helped save countless lives. Ok, Ok, então agora trocando para o português para a gente dar uma olhada nesse vocabulário. Viu só que curioso como tem invenção que a gente não faz a menor ideia e que foram descobertas por acidente, cara. Olha que loucura, que bom, né? Que bom que descobriram. Coisas como, por exemplo, implantable pacemaker, que vocês devem estar se perguntando o que é pacemaker. Alguns de vocês já devem ter sacado, mas pacemaker é o nosso marca-passo. Sim, aquele aparelho que é colocado debaixo da pele em pessoas com problemas cardíacos, normalmente arritmia. Pacemaker, então, marca-passo. Depois, quando eu falo do post-it notes, ali eu falo que o rapaz que inventou, o nome dele é Silver, relentlessly shared his invention with colleagues. Relentlessly significa com muita determinação, quase chegando às raias da agressão, mas não sendo agressivo. Então ele estava muito entusiasmado com aquela invenção, com aquela ideia que ele teve. Então, incansavelmente, de maneira muito quase agressiva, relentlessly, ele compartilhou a sua invenção com seus colegas. Depois, quando eu falo sobre uma invenção chamada Play-Doh, o que é Play-Doh? Play-Doh é nada mais, nada menos que a massinha de modelar. Ah, é verdade! Play-Doh, massa ou massinha de modelar. Nessa mesma parte da massa de modelar, eu falo a seguinte frase: Kudo Products faced plummeting sales again. O que é plummeting? Plummeting é queda vertiginosa. Então, essa empresa, Kudo Products, teve que encarar uma queda vertiginosa das vendas. Então, plummeting é em queda vertiginosa. Depois, he was convinced that this was the right way to pivot. Nesse caso, o verbo to pivot é no sentido de colocar a empresa no eixo novamente, tá? Então, ele foi convencido que dessa maneira era, que essa era a melhor maneira, a maneira correta de pôr a empresa nos eixos novamente. Depois, quando eu falo sobre os chocolate chip cookies, tem a palavra batter. Batter, thinking that the chocolate would melt and spread into the batter. Batter é a massa. É a massa que se coloca ali na batedeira para fazer, no caso, os biscoitos. Depois, number five, quando eu falo de velcro, a invenção do velcro, he found that the burrs had minuscule hooks. O que, que é burrs? Carrapichos. Então, olha só que interessante. Ele tirou a ideia do velcro quando ele observou os carrapichos no microscópio, que ele tinha ganchinhos minúsculos. Então, burrs, carrapichos. Depois, sobre a invenção do popsicle, que muitos de vocês têm perguntado, mas o que é popsicle? Popsicle é picolé. Como se fala picolé em inglês? Pois é, popsicle. Ali eu digo o seguinte: filling a cup with powdered soda and water. And putting a steering stick in it. O que é steering stick? É um gravetinho, um pauzinho para mexer algo que tu esteja colocando. Colocou açúcar no café, vai mexer com steering stick. Steering é de misturar. Stick é um graveto ou uma pazinha. Leaving the concussion. O que é concussion? É mistura, preparado. Então, concussion, mistura, preparado. Outside overnight. Depois, ali onde eu falo sobre a super cola, the super glue, eu digo uma frase que é o seguinte: this time he and his team were looking to develop a clear and heat-proof material for jet plane canopies. O que, que é canopy? São tetos, aqueles tetos dos jatos, dos aviões a jatos, né? Heat-proof material, que seria um material à prova de calor, de aquecimento, para os tetos dos jatos, tetos canopy. Essas palavras estão todas escritas ali na descrição do nosso episódio. E o último, para mim, um dos mais importantes, não mais importante, que é a invenção da penicilina. Eu apenas falo uma frase ali que eu acredito que foi um texto fácil, esse da penicilina, mas eu falo um momento ali: the type of fungus he found was a mold. O que é mold? Então, o tipo de fungo que ele encontrou, que ele descobriu, era um bolor. Mold é bolor ou mofo, né? Mas é melhor traduzido como bolor, mold. Ok? Era isso então, bastante coisa para aprender. Anotem essas palavras, ouçam novamente e aprendam inglês aprendendo outras coisas. E é isso. Eu vou ficando por aqui, vocês ficam aí, and see you next time!